The first sign of COVID distributions came after government officials visited the site on Thursday, October 20th. The visit came just days after the U.S. announced new controls to cripple exports to China of critical technology used to manufacture semiconductors and prevent U.S. citizens from working in companies associated with semiconductor manufacturing in China. And so there's these parallel events that are taking place. We put some new measures on China to restrict the flow of technologies going there. And so it could be reasonable to assume that China might be using this as retaliation against those moves. Mm-hmm. Now, insiders say that after the so-called COVID outbreak was declared around October 20th, the factory continued for some days as business as usual, with additional mandatory testing implemented, but no visible mass illness among staff. It was then about 1 week later when the situation intensified, and according to one source, the government seemed intent on bringing the factory to a halt. And while many workers chose to flee, others were taken away by buses to COVID-19 isolation camps starting October 26, leaving the factory basically at a standstill.
Isolation camps.
Yes.
A nice word for concentration camps, communist concentration camps, and no sickness in the factory.
Right. That's the key. There are no reports of anyone actually being ill.
But the government used, imagine this, Doc. A communist government using COVID as an excuse to take people to concentration camps. Can you imagine something like that? But that's exactly what's happened.
And
Australia built concentration camps.
That's right.